And we are back. Again, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. All right, Richard, let's do this that time of the week where we do car reviews. We've got one to do right now that you were not able to drive. You've driven one, I think, though, in the past, but I was able to actually drive it, and that is the new Genesis GV80, and they call this one a... Man, this is a long one, by the way, really quick. Let me get you the full name here. GV80 Coupe 3.5 TE-SC MHEV. Black all-wheel drive. That's a mouthful.
Can you translate that for me?
Oh, my word. That is just, I mean, $91,545. I will say, all in all, and I'm not exaggerating, this year, and again, we're halfway through the year roughly, nicest car I've driven yet this year.
Wow, that's saying something.
So, yeah, very nice car, by the way. Very, very nice car.
As well, and you and I talk about this all the time with Genesis, and you have mentioned it in my reviews. They do a tremendous job. Their vehicles are just really well done. The fit, the feel, and honestly, Dad, I don't know if it's surprising anymore, but just some of their higher end vehicles really feel like, I don't know, they almost exceed expectations if that's possible, just with how they've designed them, how they don't, and from what you were saying, telling me about this vehicle, even more so just with how this thing drives, how it operates, and just how everything kind of comes together.
Yeah, this thing, let me make sure that we're clear on this. I mean, this is a high-end vehicle. You know, Genesis is the high-end line of Kia Hyundai. You know, Hyundai Kia is probably what I should say, and it is. It's their high-end version. And, you know, do they do a really nice job on this car? I mean, even my wife was like, wow, this is really a nice car for the money, considering everything that you're getting. And Richard, there is a litany of things that you actually get with this car. And I mean, folks, there is literally all of your normal driver assist features, from, you know, lane keep assist, lane follow assist, forward attention warnings, blind spot monitoring, rear cross traffic assist, parking distance warning, parking collision avoidance. I mean, on and on we go. I mean, there are so many different things that this thing has got, and all of the, of course, connectivity that you get, and it has a really nice sound system. And their, I will say this, their radio nav system, all in all, is probably, Richard, given everything that it does, how do I want to say this? Top notch. About the only thing, and this is kind of key with all of them because of the processing power. And so I actually talked about this on Drive Radio on Saturday a little bit. The biggest processor in the entire car and what it has to do is everybody's, you know, nav, you know, radio screen and so on. That is the biggest processing power in the entire vehicle. And because of that, and because it's in an automobile with extreme temperature changes, keep in mind the interior of a car can be 150 degrees and get all the way down to way below zero, and that chip and screen and everything has to work in those wide range of temperatures, meaning that the chips themselves, Richard, are always a little bit behind because they have to be super robust. And where I'm going with this is the only complaint I have with this vehicle, the only complaint, because there are none others, is the loading of all of that when you first get in the car is just a tad slow because we're so used to things loading up on our iPhones and so on, and our Android phones and so on, so quickly that it does take, I don't know, 5 seconds or so, maybe 10, to get all of that loaded up before you're actually able to really see what's going on. That's really, Richard, my only complaint, and that's not much of a complaint.
No, I was. So you're sort of splitting hairs there, right?
You are. It is what it is. You know, can't complain about it. But outside of that, and again, that's really not much of a complaint, does this thing work well and is it comfortable to drive? Absolutely it is, yes.
I was just going to ask that, you know, what was the performance on this? Because I know that that's been one of the things. I know that when I saw this car, that was one of the things I was most excited about. I bet you this thing just gets up and goes.
It does. It runs really well. I did not look up all the horsepower ratings on it because, frankly, I didn't need to. When you get in this car and drive it, it literally just goes. I mean, there is no problem with, you know, pulling into traffic, getting around cars or semis or whatever. I mean, this thing runs as well as anything else in its class as far as I'm concerned, and it just works. It works fabulous. It really does. It's a twin turbo 3.5. Well, it doesn't give the horsepower, but twin turbo 3.5, and it works.
And it's got the you mentioned it, right? It's got the E, quote unquote, supercharger, right?
Correct.
Which essentially gives you that immediate off the line. And some of these vehicles, that especially these performance, you know, SUVs especially, are sort of starting to go to this where they're not fully electric, right? But they are giving you kind of that electric torque piece of it to get up and go, right? From the stoplight, you can squeal the tires, you know, depending on the mode you put it in and how you operate it. And like you say, with Genesis, one other thing I'll say is this, that I love the looks. I love what Genesis
Oh, it's a beautiful
done.
Car.
You it, drive
no,
down
it, no thank you, Richard. No, it's by the way, it's 409 horsepower, and you're right. It is a... It's a striking car is probably the best way for me to say it. It looks that good. It's a striking car. It looks very, very good.
It does. And I was going to say, as you just see going down the road, and like you said, I've been in this car several times, but just seeing these cars, they are sort of, I don't want to say second, they're just striking in a good way. And you mentioned this car is, you know, a little bit under $100,000, but it looks, believe it or not, folks, more expensive than that.
It does.
Right, Dad? Like, you think this car should be 50% to 60% more money than it actually is. And I think that that's a testament to Genesis, because they've done some really sleek styling, really cool updates with the outside to where people, number one, don't know it's a Genesis.
Right.
And I think that's a good thing. And number two, they just think that this car is really, I guess, you know, kind of in that higher echelon.
Well, and for those of you listening, it competes with, you know, BMW X6, an Audi Q8, a GLE Coupe on the Mercedes side, Porsche Cayenne, Range Rover Sport. I mean, this thing is competing with a lot of high-end cars that, by the way, depending upon which one of those I just mentioned, you're probably saving 20 grand or more buying the Genesis.
I was just going to say that. And that's the thing I think that people sometimes miss on this is you can. And if you're looking for similar performance, that similar creature comforts, things like that, we encourage people, it maybe has been a long time since you've either seen a Genesis or even been in one. When we say we encourage you to go experience these cars, Dad, we do for a lot of factors, this one being one of them, to where you may not know that car is as affordable or more affordable than this, because maybe you see some of these other, as you mentioned, competing vehicles driving around, like, I can't afford that. Well, you might be able to, and you're really right in a similar class on all accounts, Dad, and you're going to save money. And to me, and especially in today's day and age, that's not a bad thing. And that's also not a knock on Genesis, because I don't think you're getting an inferior product.
No.
I think you're getting a very comparable
Agreed.
Product to those vehicles you mentioned.
I would agree with that wholeheartedly. So again, folks, if you want to go out, if you're in the market for this type of a car, go test drive one. Actually, know people that actually own these, Richard, but go test drive one at your local Genesis dealer. And when you do, make sure you tell them that John and Richard Rush both sent you from Drive Radio. And again, Richard, just to close things out, phenomenal vehicle. My favorite vehicle so far this year.
They have a propensity to do that. It seems to be that usually when I get in one or two Genesis of the year, or I just say one or two vehicles, Dad, and it just so happens that a lot of time there it's Genesis, and they just do a really nice job. And so, like you say, if people haven't checked them out in a while, we encourage them to do that.
Awesome, Richard. I'll let you go. Have a great rest of your day.
Sounds good. See you.
All right. See you later. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.